Grace to you in peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today, the holy day of Pentecost, is taken from St. John chapter 14. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Sometimes I wonder about that phrase, bring to remembrance, in our text this morning. I don't know about you, but my memory kind of comes and goes. I can remember some things right away, but other things, they're there and they're gone. Frankly, it is frustrating. Now, if this is true when it comes to where you put your car keys or your glasses, how much more is it true when it comes to faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins? Today, God teaches us how he brings things to our remembrance by the power of the Holy Spirit. But not just things. Not just a list of facts we are to recite at the proper time. No, the things he brings to our remembrance are the things of God, the very words of our Lord. And these things are your life. So given that this is Pentecost, and that this is the day we remember and celebrate the word and work of the Holy Spirit, as we heard in Acts chapter 2, it's appropriate that we do a little bit of bring to your remembrance review. Maybe you remember it from the small catechism. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. That's how God works. The Holy Spirit calls you, gathers you by his word into his church, enlightens you with his gospel of the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Why? Because that work of creating faith in you, giving you life and hope, comforting you, bringing you to heaven is God's work, not yours. God calls you. He gives you life. He is the one who gathers you to this place. He is the one who keeps you in the true faith all the days of your life. It's all his work, and it is a great and mighty work. Now, it is precisely at this point that a day like Pentecost becomes so important. For you are forgetful, not just of the little things, but of the big thing, the one thing that is the most important. You're helpless, hopeless, in debt beyond what you can possibly pay back. Your identity is lost. You have spiritual amnesia. You are a mess. God, though, sends you his Holy Spirit by word and sacrament. And the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance everything Jesus said and did. The Holy Spirit connects you to Jesus, calls you to faith, gathers you into his church, enlightens you by his word. The Holy Spirit makes you holy by the blood of God's Son. And you could never do this yourself. It's impossible. No amount of wishing or wanting can create faith. No amount of arguing or understanding. No amount of memory training could ever make it so that this is a part of your identity all on your own. The only thing that can do that is faith in Jesus Christ. Only the Holy Spirit can connect you to Him. But what a great day to be a Christian. God is at work for you this day. Pentecost is really the victory celebration of Easter and its culmination. Sometimes we think of Pentecost as a separate festival or holiday, but it's really more like this is the 50-day celebration that began on Easter and now has its culmination in this great feast. We celebrate our Lord's Easter victory over sin, death, and the grave, and how He now delivers that to you in His Son. God brings to your remembrance things that you never knew. God brings to your remembrance that you were created in His image. God brings to your remembrance that you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. God brings to your remembrance that you are holy and righteous in His sight. God brings to your remembrance today that you are one of His children, beloved by Him. And yet at the same time, just as God brings those things to your remembrance, in the same way, God remembers you as well. God remembers you when He created the world by His word, as the Spirit hovered over the waters. God remembers you as He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, born of the Virgin Mary. God remembers you as His Son was baptized. God remembers you as His Son preached and taught, healed and raised the dead. God remembers you the day His Son died for your sins. God remembers you when the victory was yours as Jesus rose from the dead. Through all of those great and mighty events, you are in God's mind and eye. And so He connects you to Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, in His word and spirit. He says to you this day, "You are mine. I will never forget you. I will never leave you. And I will call you into my presence over and over and over again and again and again. I will forgive your sins. I will make you my own." God is at work in you today. Come to His table, the table of His remembrance, where He says, "Do this in remembrance of me," as God ties you to your baptism and He ties you to Him forever. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.